Luann again, southeastern Ohio. Reunion. Some sit almost nameless in a motel conference room, red and gold balloons, folding chairs, and ham. 40 years. Some have thickened into silence. Some are hard. For all I know, those faces on a normal day might stare over sinks, dandelion yards, the children's children playing there, grass-stained photo ops. But who will tell the stories of Shirley, Fred, especially Luann, who lived in town? Sometimes I dream about that dog of hers, brown or maybe tawny, hit by a car outside my uncle's grocery. It lay in its blood as she fled crying to the family store, hardware, paint. The way I ran home later that year, fat old Rudy, coal truck, as I watched by the side of the road. Her dog was bloodier. In the place that she's inherited, is her silence richer, too, than my packages of words? I wouldn't be the reporter she would choose. But here I am, Luann, to say I regret the vast rock between us. For all I know, the dogs of your other life, not frisky, not mean, not especially sweet, have been steady, staring for scraps or staring from a porch at grass in a breeze. For all I know, your other dogs were happy and lived forever.